You are listening to BensTorah.com.
We know that Lag BaOmer is a commemoration or a celebration that has to do with Rav Shir Bar Yochai. Rav Yaakov Yilel has a whole sefer going Lag BaOmer to discuss what really happened in Lag BaOmer. The Rav Shir Bar Yochai was nifter that day, like most people think. Maybe he wasn't nifter that day, maybe he... maybe it was a day that he revealed Torah. Regardless, it's a day that belongs to Rav Shir Bar Yochai. It's interesting that Rav Shir Bar Yochai, we treat him different than any other Tana. We don't find another day that we celebrate a Ptira, a Yilula, or another Tana like we do with Rav Shir Bar Yochai. On Rav Shir Bar Yochai, there's different sentences that the Gemara tells us that we don't find about anybody else. For example, the Gemara says twice in Shas, only regarding Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, Kedayu Rav Shimon Lismoich Ola B'Shas Adchak. Rav Shimon is strong enough to rely on him when you're a little bit in, even though it's not a look like him, Shas Adchak, you can go with Rav Shimon. That's the only one the Gemara says it. The Gemara brings the last words in the Maseches Bava Metzia, is Amperior Nimte Rav Shimon. We'll give a special, you know, blessing or special light, glow to Rabbi Shimon. Interesting sentences. We have the song that we sing in Lag BaOmer, some do it throughout the year. Bar Yochai Nimshach to Ashrecha. We don't have this about anybody else. And in there, there's a sentence, there's a line, which seems to be mafli. The line is, Nase Odom, the words Nase Odom, like Shmuel told the Malachim, as it says in Chumash, let's create Adam, Nase Adam Nemar Bavurecho. That's the lesson of the song. Nase Adam Nemar Bavurecho, the end of the verse. Bar Yochai Nimshach to Ashrecha. We realize this. So to speak, it says, we're saying, the whole Nase Adam came because of Rav Shir Bar Yochai. Wow. That's Rav Shir Bar Yochai. What's the idea? How do we understand? How do we relate to the idea that Rav Shir Bar Yochai is so, the greatness of Rav Shir Bar Yochai? What's that? What do we understand from it? We know that the sefer that belongs to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, Pima Seiris Yisrael, the one that we skabel, and our but the Medrash, is the sefer HaZoyar, is written by Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. The main part is sefer HaZoyar. Sefer HaZoyar is very interesting, fascinating, the way it was revealed to the world. The Sefer was not publicized to the world only until about 1,000 years after Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was Nifter. According to our Mesoris, it was given Ish B'Pi Ish, was given throughout the generations by individuals. Some individuals had it, some individuals did not have it. Very few individuals, G'dayli Yisrael, that really had access to the Sefer. But it was publicized to the public and got known only 1,000 years after Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was Nifter. And in the beginning, there was a big argument if it's really Rav Shimon Bar Yochai or not. It was not so clear. Throughout the generations, it became more and more mekubal that it comes from him. And then a few hundred years later, we have the Arizal really reveal to us the deeper meanings of what the Zohar is talking about. Why is this the part of Torah that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai bring to the world being delayed so much to be revealed and goes in such stages? Usually it's the opposite. The Gemaras were revealed in the beginning. And then we had the Rishonim that knew the Gemara. You know, we can't even comprehend what they knew. As we go throughout the generations, the understanding and the revelation of the Torah of the Gemara is getting limited. We understand less. I mean, obviously, there's more Sfarim and there's more this, but in terms of the expansion of Gemara, the doors get smaller. And the Torah of Shimon Bar Yochai, it goes to the other direction. Almost the other direction. What's the idea? And finally, we know La Halacha, like BaOmer, is, let's say, according to the Ashkenazi, for sure, is the day where the Talmidim all of Rabbi Akiva stopped dying. We have an Avelus of Talmidim Rabbi Akiva throughout the days of the Omer. And like Boimer is a day when it stops. There's different minhagim, different shittas in halacha. Some hold as a day they stop dying. Some hold it's not a day to stop dying, but it's a day which is it has an exception from the other days of Boimer. Any day of Boimer that we have to have a velus. This is one day of simcha lekulam. Like Boimer is a day of happiness.
What do you mean by stop dying? They all die. That's why they stop dying.
Oh, it's good. But well, I want to get there. A good question. It's actually a good question. So the poskulamus, very good. Poskulamus, what does it mean? So the truth is, what I mean to say, the Gemara tells us, we'll see in a second, that they died from Pesach to Atzeres. So it's brought down that really the Gzeir was from Pesach to Atzeres. They were supposed to go until Shavuos. But a Kadosh Baruch Hu made it earlier, so Lag BaOmer will be the day of Simcha, according to this minhag. Or that day was an exception to the rule. That day they stopped dying, but they continued the day after. I mean, like Boimer has a special day. Like Boimer happens to be the day of Shir Bar Yochai. Obviously, it's not a coincidence. What is the connection, the direct connection, between the Mises Talmidei Rebbe Akiva and the Avelus and Lag Boimer, which stands as the antithesis to that, stands against it in the Miasphere? So let's start with things we mentioned previous years. I think one of the big revelations that my Rebbe, Agarna Moshe Shapir, Zechat Tzarek Levracha, brought to the world or clarified things which are, you know, not many spoke about before. Rabbi Akiva, we mentioned the Gemara that says that Talmidei Rabbi Akiva died. So the Gemara says the following. Amru 12,000 zugim Talmidim ayula Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva had 12,000 couples, 12,000 peers. I mean, 24,000 Talmidim. From Yigvasa and Tipas, this, that's the locations. Vekulam meisum biperek echad. They all died in one time. Meshulan and Gukovet zelazed, they didn't respect each other. Vaya oilam shomem, the world was empty. Shomem, shmoma. Atshabai ve'akiva etzal reseinu shebedar mishto alayim atir. Akiva came to the Talmidim that he has in the south, and he told him, Remeir, Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Yisib, Shem, and Lord Blas, B'shamoa, fe'em imidu toyeh bo'is tashol. These Talmidim were the ones that kept the Torah going. Tano kula mesu mi pesach ad atzeres. They all died for Pesach until Shavuos. So Rebbe Akiva had a terrible tragedy that happened in his lifetime. They had 24,000 talmidim. I mean, combined today, if you take the Mir Yeshiva and the Lakewood Yeshiva, you don't get the 24,000 talmidim. Speaking about an unbelievable amount of talmidim that Rebbe Akiva had. And they all died within a time span of a few weeks. An terrible tragedy that happened to the Talmidei Rebbe Akiva, all between Pesach to Atzeres. So that's one thing that happened to Rebbe Akiva. There's another tragedy that happened to Rebbe Akiva. I'll say the way the Gemara brings it, but the way the Rambam summarizes it, says the following. He says, you should know, the Melech HaMashiach will come here by Amenu. Not necessarily he's going to do miracles. How do we know that? Shari Rabbi Akiva, Chacham Godo, Michacham Mishdayo. Akiva was a big Chacham, the Tano. For he had noise Kalim Shabin Kuzo, Bin Kuzo is Bar Kochva. He was carrying his Kalim because he felt that he's going to be Mashiach. For he had Oyme Olav Shua Melech HaMashiach. He said he's Melech HaMashiach in Bar Kochva. Fidimo Hu Vichochach Midoyro Shua Melech HaMashiach. Him and all the Chachom of that generation thought he was Melech HaMashiach at Shenerag Ba'avoinus, until he died because of Averus. Bar Kochba. So, Rebbe Akiva had another tragedy. As Rebbe Moshe always used to mention, if him, the Kochach B'Dur, all the Chachom of that generation, Tanoim, thought that somebody's Mashiach, that means he was supposed to be Mashiach. As the Rambam says, the only reason he was a Mashiach, Shenerag Ba'avoinus, he was killed because of Averus. So Rebbe Akiva had a person who was supposed to be Mashiach. And Rebbe Akiva felt he's Mashiach to such a degree that he was carrying his kelim. He was a shamish. He was his helper. Rebbe Akiva. And that person died. It was not Mashiach anymore. Two tragedies are happening in the days of Rebbe Akiva's life. 24,000 talmidim are dying. And Melech HaMashiach, the opportunity to have Mashiach is gone. Is there any connection between the tragedies? Says Rav Moshe, yes, absolutely. Start with the Gemara on Sanhedrin. Gemara tells us that the world is divided, the world is supposed to exist for 6,000 years. The world will be for 6,000 years, the world is at the end of Tzadik Zayin. 2,000 years is Toyu, empty, hollow, there's nothing there. Then comes Toyu. Obviously, that's what fills up the world with Toyu. And then comes 2,000 years of Mashiach is supposed to come. Rashi says, Mashiach is supposed to come. But the Gemara ends, unfortunately, too many Averis. Yotzu mehem mashe yotzu. We missed out the years from the 2,000 years of the world. Mashiach could have come earlier, but he didn't come yet. So the Goyen says in a few places, Vilna Goyen, 2,000 years is no Torah. It's called Toyu, empty, hollow. 2,000 years is Torah. And then there's 2,000 years in Moisa Mashiach, we're waiting for Mashiach to come. But what happens when Mashiach doesn't come? What is it? Says the Vilna Goyen, it goes back to Toyu. We have 2,000 years, there's no Toyu in the world. Then comes 2,000 years, there is Toyu in the world. Then there's 2,000 years, if Mashiach doesn't come, it's again no Toyu in the world. As it says in the Pasuk, in Echo, Malko v'sareo begoyim, ein Toyu. When Am Yisrael in Golus, the Torah is not the real same emphasis of Toyu. Malko v'sareo begoyim, ein Toyu, there's no Toyu. So we go back to 2,000 years of no Toyu. We miss Torah until Mashiach comes. And Mashiach will come and reveal Torah.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
So as the Tzaddik says, in a few places, he says, yeah, you're right. 2,000 years, he doesn't quote the Vilna Goyen, but he says, 2,000 years, the Mashiach doesn't come, the world is empty from Torah. But there is something that we get. As the Medrash tells us, Kol Torah Shehodom Noyim Med Bo'ilam Hazeh, any Torah that a person learns in this world, hevel who lived in a Torah Shem Mashiach, is hevel in comparison to Torah Shem Mashiach. Poshup Shad hevel who means nothing. Hevel avolim, oh my kralis. But as we mentioned here a few times, hevel also means something else. When you put a chont on the pot, there's a steam that comes out of the chont. You go into the kitchen, have Shabbos, you can smell it, you can even feel it a little bit, the chont. You can't eat it, it doesn't go into your body, that steam. But somebody can relate to this chont. You can feel it in your bones. It's not yet there, but it's almost there. Says Reb Tzadik, Hevelu klifnei Torah Shel Mashiach, kol Torah Shadom lo yibayilam hazeni Torah, that all person learns in this world, meaning and the Golus, in the 2,000 years of Yemais Mashiach, it's coming from the Torah Mashiach. It's not the Torah Mashiach. Mashiach will reveal to us much more. But whatever we do have, is some hevel, steam, coming to Rosh Mashiach. Meaning the world is empty from Torah, but we do have something. All the Torah that we have today is all that hevel, is the taste, taim of Erecha, the taste and smell coming of Torah of Mashiach. That's all that we have today. Because there's nothing else, as the Goyen says, Olam is Toyu, the world is empty. So all that we do have, Oshayach HaTera, is coming from Mashiach. Meaning, as if there's a preview, there's some steam coming from the Torah, Mashiach to Mashiach will reveal everything. But whatever we do have, there's some steam coming from there. That's the Torah that we have in this world, Torah Shadom Loimed, Boilam Hazeh. The one who reveals the Torah, Shadom Loimed, Boilam Hazeh, the one that it belongs to the most, as brought down many Sfarim, is Rabbi Akiva. Chazal tell us that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he gave Torah, Kshmobu showed him Rabbi Akiva, and he saw Rabbi Akiva, who's the one who's Koyshek Sorim Loisir, he's the one who's tying crowns to the letters, the tagim, what goes on top of the letter, and he saw the Chazal tell us that Moshe Rabbeinu saw Rabbi Akiva giving a shir, and he couldn't understand what Rabbi Akiva was saying. He didn't understand what that means. And Moshe Rabbeinu told Akish Boruch, why are you not giving Torah through Rabbi Akiva? Akish Boruch told him that's what it was supposed to be. Rabbi Akiva has something which is so great that there's even a tzad that he'll get Torah. As the Tzaddik says, Moshe Rabbeinu is the head, is the start of Torah Shebichtav. Rabbi Akiva is the head of Torah Shebaal Peh. He's the one who reveals Torah Shebaal Peh. The Ikar Gilui of Torah Shebaal Peh, the main revelation of Torah Shebaal Peh, comes to Rabbi Akiva and comes in the 2,000 years of the last 2,000 years of the world. As the Gemara tells us Sanhedrin earlier, the Gemara says in Daf Pei Vav, Stam Masnisin, who is the Stam Mishta? Rabbi Meir. Stam Tesefta? Rabbi Yudo. Rabbi Nechemia, sorry, Nechemia. Stam Sifro is Rabbi Yudo. Stam Sifri, Rabbi Shimon. Stam of all these parts of Torah Shebaal Peh all come from these Tanoim. Fekulu, Aliba de Rekiva. They all come from Rabbi Akiva. Rashi says, Aliba de Rekiva, Mashalom du me Rabbi Akiva Amrum. They're telling me Rabbi Akiva, they're bringing out the Torah of Akiva. If you realize this means the Torah Shebaal Peh, all the Svarim that we have are Svarim that are written either on Shas, either on the Medrash, either our connection to Torah is through all these basic Svarim of Torah Shebaal Peh come from Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is the head of Torah Shebaal Peh. He's the one who brings to the world, the Gilui of Torah that belongs to the Torah of Mashiach. He's teaching to the world the Torah that comes in the last 2,000 years of the world, which is coming from the steam of Torah Mashiach, the one who brings it to the world. Who is that? That's Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is the one who's bringing it. So now, and this is how Rabbi Shapir brought everything together. Rabbi Akiva, in his time, he built the yeshiva. He brought Talmidim. The Gemara tells us the story. He had 12,000 Talmidim, went home. He heard his wife saying, Alvai, he stays for longer. He went back to yeshiva without going, stepping into the house. And then he had another 12,000 Talmidim. He got to the peak of the revelation of Torah that Rabbi Akiva is going to bring to the world. 24,000 Talmidim were there. Just to understand, when Rabbi Akiva had 5 Talmidim that were left, that's what we have. All the Sfarim that you could find in a Sfarim store, in Oitzah Sfarim, in any yeshiva, it's all coming from there. So imagine it's not 5 Talmidim, it's 24,000 Talmidim. We're talking about a level or a limitless amount of Torah things that we can't even comprehend. And as we said before, all that is coming from where? It's the steam of the Mashiach. But the steam is getting so strong. It's such an influence of Torah coming. All from the steam. Your mom is now getting to the food of Torah. Just by the way, just my own musgur to mention. You see the Iker, what we're talking about in Mashiach. What is the Iker thing of Mashiach? It's not doing the wars and that, like the Rambam says in the Hilchos Melachim. Is to go and teach Torah to Israel. To give us the revelation of Torah. That's the main thing. So everything that we have in Torah is coming from there. And Rabbi Akiva has like your 24,000 Talmidim, right? Thousands and thousands of times of what we have today in Torah. That's all bringing, it's all like a magnet, bringing out the steam, we're pulling out to the main Torah Mashiach is supposed to be revealed. Says Rav Moshe, the 24,000 Talmidim of Talmidim Rabbi Akiva and Bar Kochel is supposed to be Mashiach, they're together. We're right now in the opportunity to bring Mashiach to the world. An unbelievable flow of Torah that was never there before. Torah, which is all coming from Mashiach. And a person who can be Mashiach. Who is right to be Mashiach. As Rabbi Akiva and Chol Chachmei Torah think. That's where you're holding right now. In this year. And the day is building up to Matan Torah. The annual Matan Torah. We have in here an unbelievable Gila of Torah. This was the opportunity to bring Torah to the world in a way that wasn't there before. It was the opportunity to bring Mashiach. But, lo yinagu kovet zevazeh. It's not a topic today, but the Talmidim were not in the position to receive that Torah. They all died. 24,000 Talmidim, a whole bisperdish, all died. Mimele bar kochva also dies. So now Bar Kochel is not roy to be Mashiach. He's a Mashiach because he has what to give Torah to, because he has the Torah. It's such an unbelievable flow. But if you don't have the receivers of Torah, you're not a Mashiach either. So Rabbi Akiva's two tragedies that happened in his lifetime, they were connected to each other. Rabbi Akiva is trying to bring the Torah Mashiach in its full glow, everything that could be revealed. But that was lost. And when 24,000 Tamilim were lost, also Bar Kokh was lost. That's the same tragedy that happened to Rabbi Akiva. But now the Gemara tells us what happened. So that was lost. Rabbi Akiva came to his Talmidim, to the five Talmidim Shebedorim, that were, they were the ones that created the Torah, as we mentioned in the Gemara before, the Stam Mishnah, the Stam Sifra, the Stam Sefta, and all the Stamas. And they are the ones that brought the Torah, the little bit that we have. So to speak, it's a little bit of Nechama Purto, a little bit of consolation, that you know, you don't have the Torah they're supposed to be. But something, the world was empty, we ran back to Toyu. We have nothing for Torah of Mashiach. We have something. Something is left there. Moshe mentioned in different shirim that really the pshat is that many times we find in the world that sometimes you have to go through struggles, through attempts to do something and it fails, and then the next attempt is successful. So to speak, Rabbi Akiva came for 24,000. I mean, the biggest giloy that wasn't that failed, but then we're going. Oh, you know, I don't mean al dibur Torah like nichshol b'em. Sometimes you have to fail to be successful later. Brother Fire told me, and through that we're going to build slowly to build it to Mashiach, which takes many more years. But that's the five Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. The five Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, according to the Gersa that Rishonim have, a little different than we have in the Gemara, the five Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva is Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Nechemiah. And Moshe used to quote Rav Nachum Mendel Mishiklov, which we bring here a lot, that says, Lagabe, the bear of Miriam, which represents Torah in this world, Torah Sheba'al Peh, it says in the Pasuk that the bear was going, was going to be buried in the Kinneret, and it says over there, V'nishkefo al pnei ha-yeshimon. Says Rashi, what does it mean, Nishkefo al pnei ha-yeshimon? Says Rashi, it was buried in the Kinneret. If you want to get to the Be'er of Miriam, source of Torah in this world, you have to stand on something called Yeshimon. Before that, actually says a little bit of Yeshimon, it's also Midbar Shu Shamim. If you want to get from Shamim to Torah, you have to stand on Yeshimon. And that's if you get at the bear of Miriam represents Torah. Before the Talmid of Akiva came, the world was empty. Then you want to get the bear, you stand in Yeshimon. Says Menachem Mendel Mishiklov, the Talmud of the Goyen, says Yeshimon is Rosh Tevois, Yehuda, Shimon, Yossi, Meir, Nechemiah. The five Talmud of Rabbi Akiva. Haroid say you want to get connected to Torah, you go through the Yeshimon. That's the Talmud of Rabbi Akiva. And that's the ones who brought his connection to Torah Sheba'al Peh. That the Torah of Mashiach that we do have, what we have today, calls the Talmid of Rabbi Akiva, the five Talmid of Rabbi Akiva. The one who's considered to be the biggest Talmid of Rabbi Akiva is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. As Rabbi Shimon himself said in Maseches Gittin, Rabbi Shimon tells his kids, Shanu Midoisa, I learned from the way I act. Shemidoisa, true mois, be true mois, be midoisa, Rabbi Akiva. I am the true of true, but I am the essence of Rabbi Akiva. The biggest Talmud that Rabbi Akiva had is Rabbi Shimon. It says, brought down Chazal in place, that Rabbi Akiva told Rabbi Shimon, you're the main mamshich of my derech. On Lag Ba'omer is the day that there was the revelation of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, his biggest revelation. Either, as we said, either that was the day was Nifter, it was the day of the Siluk, or it was the day it was Megale, a part of Torah of Zoya, the deep part of Zoya. Whatever that way is, the day of Rosh Hashanah Baruch Hai is the day of Lag BaOmer. That's the day of that revelation. Meaning that for the five Talmidei Rabbi Akiva that represents Rabbi Akiva, the day that represents Rabbi Akiva the most is Rosh Hashanah Baruch Hai. By the way, it's brought down. Why don't you do a day of Rabbi Akiva? Should have the Yom Hilul of Rabbi Akiva, not Yom Hilul of Rosh Hashanah Baruch Hai. It's brought down because Rabbi Akiva was killed in a very, you know, in a terrible way. It was one of the soil, Riga Malchus. He wasn't nifta in a normal, in a regular, natural way. So therefore, we didn't want to commemorate or celebrate the mitzvah of Rabbi Akiva, and instead we took his biggest talmid, who was Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. So based on what we learned is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's day, like Boimer, is celebrating, is commemorating, not Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai per se, him as a person only, but he is representing our connection to the Torah of Mashiach. He is representing how we're getting to still connection to the days of Mashiach. The Talmid of Rabbi Akiva all died, so we lost an opportunity to connect the Torah of Mashiach. But then we have something left. Five Talmidim. We celebrate in the Lag BaOmer. That's why Lag BaOmer stops the Avelos. Either that's the day that the Talmidim stop dying, or it's the day that it's exception to the Yemei Sfira. Because that's the day which is above the Yemei Sfira. Yemei Sfira is the day that we're losing the opportunity to get to Mashiach. He is of Avelus. And he was going back to the Mahalach, to the way to get to Mashiach. As the Maharal mentions, the day starting from Lag BaOmer until Shavuos is 17 days. Gematria of Toiv. That's the time that Toiv Nasati Lachem. We're building up to Matan Torah. Whenever we're building up to Matan Torah, or the Torah that we have shaykhs in this world, is the Torah of Mashiach. Kol Torah Shadam Loyal Ba'ilam Azeh. Hevel Ulifet Mashiach. The Hevel is the steam coming of the Torah of Mashiach. So whoever shaykh is the Torah that we have, is the Torah of Mashiach. And how do we connect to Mashiach? What's the gateway? Through Rav Shimon Bar Yochai representing our Akiva, who brings us into the Torah. That's this day of Lag BaOmer, the day of coming out of Avelos. That's why we have such a commemoration. It's not just a Tana was Nifter. Obviously, if a Tana gave us unbelievable things. But Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is for us the gateway to Torah. You want to connect to Shavuos. We're building up the days of Sfira to get to Shavuos, Matan Torah. What is our Sheikh as a Shavuos? What do we connect to Shavuos? Our Torah is also Torah of Shavuos. Our Torah that we have is all coming basically from Rabbi Akiva, Talmid Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. That's the idea of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. That's why Rabbi Shimon is mentioned in the Gemara with such praises. Kedai Rabbi Shimon, least mo'i cha'olah, b'shasat chak, you rely on him. Appear your name to Rabbi Shimon. We have a song for Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Bar Yochai Yimshach to Ashrecho. Nase Odom Nemor Bavurecho. We say the whole Nase Odom, Shmuel created Odom in the world, is because of you, Rabbi Shimon. What is because of you? Because not Rabbi Shimon, again, per se, but what's Nase Odom for? To get to the ultimate goal of getting to Yimei Mashiach, getting to the Geulo, the full connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The one who brings us there is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, representing Rabbi Akiva. So Nase Odom Avurecho. That's what we connect to the full Nase Odom, the Shleimus of Odom. He represents in the world, obviously. Shimon was a tzaddik, who was the whole life connected to that. His the Milo of Shimon is not something we talk about right now, but he represents our connection to that level. And that's the idea also, maybe, that the Torah of Shimon Bar Yochai is revealed in stages. And Adrabah, the further we get, the more is being revealed. The Zohar was revealed only 1,000 years after Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was Nifter. And then comes the Arizal of 400 years later to be the one who's to be got Tzfunus HaTorah. And as we go throughout generations, that I heard from Moshe myself, we see more and more the revelation of Torah that belongs to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, the Torah of Kabbalah, of Nistar. It's getting more and more common and accepted in the world. The fact that we have shurim like this is shurim that are connected to these chalak of Torah somewhat. This is all because the further closer we get to Mashiach, the more steam's coming out. We're getting closer to the cholpat. We're going into the kitchen, getting closer and closer and closer. And through Shurim Bar Yochai, who brought us that Pesach to get into that door, the door that brings us to Mashiach, we're getting closer and closer every year, every stage. Have more and more of that Torah, of the steam coming to us, until Be'ezer Hashem, through that, we'll be able to actually eat Echol Nashmanim of Torah, the Tzfunos of Torah that we're waiting for, as Rashi and Shirim Hashem says, that's what we're waiting, that's what we're aspiring to get to the Torah of Mashiach, to the full Matan Torah, that's what we're building up to the, in the days of Sfira now. Be'ezer Hashem, we'll get to that.
You have been listening to a presentation of Ben's Torah, www.benstorah.com.